Newcastle, you big beautiful thing, you.
Good morning.
Just strap on.
We'll do it live.
I've been probed.
Just do it.
You'd be such a bad test case for the human race.
I'm no intelligent life form.
Time to get that fun feeling with Nick.
Hey, Riddlers.
Jess.
I can break you.
And Ducko.
Strap yourselves in. You're in my town now, baby.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
What's a 69er?
What time is it?
Showtime. Did I nail it, actually?
Mate, yes. You've been practicing for 4 days. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Welcome to day 11 of isolation. Mood is out there, guys. I'm losing the plot. I've got a beard. I'm talking to Pam like it's Wilson in Castaway.
Yeah. Oh, Ducko. I did pop by over the weekend, Gilly. Obviously socially distanced, but thought the young man might like a barista-made coffee.
As opposed to
the Blend 43 he's obviously been rolling with inside the confines of his own kitchen.
Yeah. Makona.
The Makona. Sorry, yeah, you're fancy. Yeah, And, oh, yeah, you could smell the...
The foreign, the stink. You could smell that I hadn't showered.
I don't want to use the word desperation because it wasn't desperation. It was, I don't even know. We need a new word for it.
Yeah.
Day 11 of
the
ice.
Dank.
The dank. That's a great one. You know, we've talked about the ick in the past The dank is a great descriptor.
For those that don't know, I am in isolation because I was a close contact, went to Byron on my bucks the same
who
night as the positive.
Doesn't know that?
Well, people are still messaging me saying, like, what are you doing in there?
Really?
You know, I'm going to do a bit of an ISO update from my home about what I've done on the weekend and how things are going down.
I can't believe no one. To be honest, I had mates from Melbourne fly in yesterday. They're here early for the wedding. They're doing a little bit of a tour to Newcastle ahead of the big day. And they knew. They went, how's Ducko going? You know, so we saw he did about 100 laps around his living room over Saturday, Sunday. Like, they were across it. Who in Newcastle's not across it?
Well, I mean, hopefully everyone is. And a big shout out to Jess, Nick. She did bring me the coffee, but she put it right in front of my door. So when I opened the door, it would hit the coffee and it would spill. So I had to, like, half open it, like, 20 centimetres and reach my arm around to grab the coffee while Pam was barking.
Gilly, what's one thing you know about this radio show?
We do specifically a lot of probing and life hacks.
And we don't know anything about hinges. I didn't check which way the hinges would swing out or in with his fly screen door. Yeah. So unfortunately that was...
It was sort of like helping a man who's on the ground, like sort of half dead, but then kind of stepping on them when you're giving them something. Like, here's some morphine, but I'm going to step on you as well.
Yeah, I just need more grip. I'm going to step on your chest and lift your arm up.
Yes. I love you, bro, but I wasn't spending too much time on your doorstep. You know what I mean? I dumped that coffee.
So.
Got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Rightly so, yeah. But I'm nearly out, guys.
You don't want your dank COVID stench getting into us.
You know what? Keep the cup. Throw it away. That's yours now. You do whatever you want with that keep cup.
I've washed it twice.
Yeah, no, that's yours now.